Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Sam Adams, apparently the latest version of their beer, Utopia, is 28% alcohol by volume.
Whoa!
It's illegal in 15 states.
I love that. It's illegal.
They're not messing around.
Yeah. And there's a real panther in there.
Beer that's 56 proof.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Limited quantities are going to be shipped out next month to select specialty liquor stores in states where it is legal.
Is it at least a 16-ouncer or is it a 12-ounce beer?
It's a 25-ounce bottle.
Okay, 25-ounce bottle. Yeah. That's 20. How many percentage points?
28.
28%, which would be 56 proof.
What else is 56 proof?
Well, cordials.
Oh, like yeah, probably okay. Like Bailey's or something like that.
Like vodka.
Or the flavored vodka is about 56, isn't it?
About 60.
No, there's 70.
60. Oh, there's 70. Flavored
no,
stuff?
No, I'm sorry. It is.
I'm thinking like the Deep 80 flavored vodka. That might only be 60 proof.
Yeah.
You might be right though, Craig. It might be 70.
Okay.
The clear vodka is like 80 proof.
But you're drinking a whole beer. You're going to get messed up on that.
Yeah, this wouldn't work for your, I'm driving, I'm just drinking beer guy.
Well, that and for a 25-ounce bottle, it costs you $240.
Oh! And they're pretty rare, too.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of hard to get your hands on.
Oh, that means someone's going to keep it and just save it then. That makes no sense.
It's a collector's beer.
You're going to want to drink that. You want to know what that kind of buzz is.
Or you could just get higher
do shots
content
with your,
alcohol.
Do shots with your White Claw. And
or,
you
or do shots with your vodka or your whiskey or whatever.
Right.
Or just drink more beer.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you get bloated, though. 28%, man.
That's only 25.
56%, right?
25 ounces, though. That's
two beers.
Yeah, it's two beers. Right. And you were going to be on the floor after drinking that.
I'd drink it. That'd be a good test.
Yeah. 10 bucks an ounce.
Yeah.
Skinny Girl Bare Naked Vodka is 60 proof. So that's about the same as that beer.
Okay.
But Skinny Girl is for pussies.
Well, that's why it's called Skinny Girl.
Yeah, no self-respecting dude would drink a Skinny Girl, would they?
My wife got the Skinny Girl margaritas for a while.
Yeah, well, she's a girl.
Yeah, but she's tamming the house, but I had to add tequila to them, so they weren't that skinny after that.
Yeah. No, you add a little fat dude vodka.
Exactly.
Fat dude tequila.
Fat dude tequila to it, right.
Nothing goes better than a skinny girl and a fat dude. That's a good cocktail.
Says every fat dude.
Look at Facebook, that's all you see.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's a horrible story. I'm not kidding.
now you're daring us when you say that. Like, these guys could not have fun with the story.
I'm not suggesting that.
Okay.
I'm saying the fun is in the story.
Okay, maybe he's suggesting we shouldn't.
This is just terrible.
Even when he suggests that we shouldn't, we take that as a challenge.
Suggesting you should or shouldn't.
It's a challenge.
I'm just saying, I'm just warning you.
I like these.
That this is absolutely horrible.
All right.
33-year-old man sought medical attention after 5 days of pain in his testicles.
Okay.
For the last 2 years.
Nothing good there so far.
Nope.
No.
Yeah. But I can see some fun coming out of it.
This turned out to be the latest in a long line of problems that this guy's had in that general area.
How old is he?
He's 33.
Right.
For the last couple of years, he's been passing gas in his urine.
What?
Whoa.
That, you can do that?
That sounds like you want to do
That's
it.
That's a thing?
The way you said it was like, you can do that.
It's a male queef.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible.
It's no fun.
Oh, there's
you
more.
You want to fart in front of people, you usually don't pee in front of people.
No.
Yeah, so that's no fun right there. Nothing good so far.
I mean, it was like you said, he started breathing out of his eyeballs. That's not human.
It gets worse.
Farting out your pee hole is pretty bad.
So is it like a bubbly urine?
I don't think it.
Who farted? I did. Funny
gas
story.
Gas comes out of the urine?
It's not quite what you expect.
Or gas comes out of his urethra.
Where are the pee hole?
I'm telling you, I'm just reading here. Passing gas in his urine.
Okay. Because sometimes when I drink a lot of coffee, the stench of the urine is really strong.
Oh, yeah. And seeing how you brew coffee the last few days, I get that.
That time Nick laughed at the old place when I was taking a whiz and farted, and Nick was in the toilet pooping, but he laughed at me farting because that was funny. If I was peeing and farting over there, you'd be losing it, Nick.
My head would have exploded.
That coffee a little strong for you?
That's a lie. It's strong coffee, yeah.
Okay, what else happened?
Okay, so for the last couple of years, this gentleman has been passing gas in his urine. He's been urinating fecal matter.
Oh!
What the heck?
Oh, his tubes are mixed up.
He is just wired up wrong.
Yeah.
And here's where it gets more horrible. Been passing a, quote, substantial amount, end quote, of, geez. Don't even listen to this next part, people.
I won't.
Don't even listen. Been passing a substantial amount of urine and semen from his rectum.
Whoa.
This is so rare, there's not even a medical word for it.
No, let's go back to that.
What?
Hey, guys, I farted semen again, and I had no idea how it got there.
No, it's mine.
That, how weird is that?
How weird is that? It's happening every weekend, usually Sunday morning. Semen comes out my butt. I ain't buying that.
Well,
that's
you should.
Stuff to the tape.
Well, you should. This is a case study in the journal Curious.
How'd I get semen in my butt again?
They found the patient.
Last night, some guy banged you.
Here we go.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah, that's a gay porn category.
That is it. Oh. Whatever
here we
you
go.
Do, don't make me fart semen.
This
is a fun story, Chris.
This was published, this case study was published in the journal Curious.
Yeah.
The team found the patient.
By Curious?
Yeah.
The team found that it's spelled Cureus. They found the patient to have a swollen testicle. Labs showed signs of a urinary tract infection, while a digital rectal exam showed signs of a problem on the rectal wall. A CT scan showed a gas-filled structure. Further tests confirmed the presence of an abnormal passageway or a fistula between the urethra and rectum through which...
I found a fist in there, too. I don't know how that happened.
They found the presence of an abnormal passageway between the urethra and rectum through which the various fluids and solids had been passing.
He wrecked them. He wrecked them.
Secret passageway.
They found that 2 years prior.
Did a gerbil crawl through and go through the wall?
They found that about 2 years prior, about when these symptoms started, he'd been in a three-week coma following a cocaine and PCP intoxication.
This guy's a mess, man.
During the hospital stay, he was fitted with a catheter, and that is probably when the injury occurred.
This is awful.
This is right up Dr. Mina's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
She could probably give a little...
There's semen in my butt, Doc.
More insight.
How'd that get
on
there?
That?
That's a hell of a bender.
Right.
This is an extreme case.
The patient recovered.
Good. And he's got a story.
Yeah.
With only mildly reduced and to grade ejaculatory volume over several months. This case not only highlights a rare complication of catheter use, but also emphasizes the importance of provider mindfulness when utilizing seemingly benign therapy.
That so catheter everything must got routed must in the wrong been, direction.
Must not have been round.
Yeah.
The catheter wasn't rounded off like the guy they sell now, Push told me. Yeah.
Oh, that's a dead end.
Yeah.
Semen tube was connected to the butthole, and the butthole was connected to the
semen
urethra.
Tube. Right. I love that song. Right.
Kids classic.
That's our medical section for the day.
Right.
I'm still not buying the semen part.
Right.
He just said, there's semen in there.
I bet his doctor didn't either.
I know.
The guy goes to the doctor, he's like,
they say that all the time. You're gay, relax.
Good thing we spoke of that in nothing but medical terms.
That's our medical,
super clinical about it.
Yeah. Medical stuff for the day. Hopefully, you have already digested your breakfast.
Crazy. That could happen.
But that's a thing.
Yeah, well, it's a very rare thing, hopefully,
it's exceedingly rare.
Right.
Apparently, the one thing they don't even have a word for it, it is that rare.
Yeah, he's sharding semen.
That part.
That's a good band name, sharding semen.
It's a band name.
They should name it after that dude. He deserves that.
What?
Yeah, Jim Syndrome, or whatever his name is.
All right, Jimmy Syndrome. Or give it his last name.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So he can carry on the family tradition. Oh, are you the guy they named that thing after?
Mr. Semen in your butt. That's his last name.
Out your butt.
Present.
There's lots of Mr. Semen in the butt. This is out the butt.
Already getting some comments on Twitter and Facebook, Craig, saying they don't like you now.
I like Craig.
Yeah.
That's what I tune in for, that kind of story.
He's just reporting the news.
Thank you.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
it's just a series of emojis, but none of them are good.
It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah, he didn't cause this.